Good morning. This is Doc Elliott from the Northern Angler in Traverse City with this week's fishing report for northwestern Lower Michigan. First, a reminder that snagging is illegal in Michigan. While I would be surprised if any of our listeners are snagging, please see page 9 of the DNR fishing guide if you have any questions. Lake Michigan has been fishing well when the weather has been calm enough to safely fish. Good reports from Petoskey, where Little Traverse Bay has produced Chinook, coho, and lake trout. The Bear River is also good below the dam, with salmon and a few steelhead being caught. To the south, Platte Bay has been good for coho, and the Platte River has several thousand fish below the weir. A number of the fish have been allowed to pass and are in the river above the weir. The recent wind and rain has pushed salmon into the Betsy and Big Manistee. Our guides are reporting good success on both rivers. Steelhead are also being caught. Both East and West Grand Traverse Bay have seen fair salmon fishing, good lake trout fishing, and some Cisco fishing. A reminder that lake trout season closes on October 1st on Lake Michigan. Inland lakes like Torch, Green, and Crystal remain open for lakers. Fly fishing continues to improve on the Upper Manistee and Boardman Rivers. Grasshopper patterns with ant or beetle droppers are good producers, as are emergers and streamers. One more reminder, many of the inland trout streams are closed as of October 1st. This weekend may be your last chance to fish that favorite small stream. Check the DNR regs to make sure. Our sleeper bed of the week is Cedar Hedge Lake in Grand Traverse County. Nice lake for largemouth and smallmouth bass and bluegills. Not many northerns in the lake, but they can be big ones. I'm Doc Elliott from the Northern Angler in Traverse City. Find a link to more up-to-date information on fishing in northern Michigan at interlochenpublicradio.org.